It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. If you're one of the elite few, speaking of sports, who scored a ticket to the Super Bowl on February 2nd, are you psyched to throw a football around in the parking lot before heading into the game? Well, don't be, because no tailgating will be permitted and no footballs will be allowed on the premises unless you're playing in the game. But even if you're planning on watching the game at home, you might notice a bunch of extra security presence in and around the New York area, even security aimed at human trafficking. Jane McManus is a reporter for ESPN New York. She's here to explain these and other security measures planned for Super Bowl week. Hi, Jane. Welcome to WNYC.
I'm happy to be here, Brian.
And I'd like to start far from the 50-yard line. The superintendent of the New Jersey State Police, Colonel Rick Fuentes, has stated that he has a crew specifically focused on criminal behavior like human trafficking. Why is this a particular concern in Super Bowl week?
Well, it is. It's interesting, but, you know, around every Super Bowl, there's the above-ground economy, and then there's the underground economy that comes with it. You have a criminal element that comes in around a Super Bowl because there are a lot of people who come to a Super Bowl and kind of, you know, the rules are off. Prostitution, drug use, things like that. So human trafficking is one of the things that the state police are going to be keeping an eye on. They said, what I thought was interesting, was they said they weren't just interested in stopping the criminal activity and arresting people, but also freeing the people who were entrapped by this activity.
Wouldn't that be an interesting sidebar to the Super Bowl and all that hype about sports, that Fuentes and company would be out there not just arresting Johns, but rescuing women being trafficked?
Well, I think it is. And, you know, I mean, I think it's the reality of the Super Bowl. I mean, a lot of people like to pay attention to the game itself. And, you know, it's certainly going to be a lot of fun on February 2nd watching it. But there's also a lot that goes along with having a game. You know, it's a huge security effort in this area with New York City, New Jersey, and, you know, state and federal officials all being involved in the security effort. And you know, part of that is looking for the illegal activity that's going on.
Does that trafficking, by the way, include anybody other than prostitutes, people being trafficked for any other reasons? Was that referred to?
No, he didn't mention anything other than that, and the question was specifically about prostitution. I mean, it's funny because I covered, you know, Lawrence Taylor's court dates a couple of years ago, where where he was arrested in Rockland County and charged with soliciting an underage prostitute. So, I mean, obviously this stuff happens, and it's, you know, it's not something a lot of people want to talk about, but it does happen, and they're going to be keeping an eye on that activity.
What else are New Yorkers and New Jerseyans going to experience around the area, assuming they're not going to the game?
Well, I think there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a heightened law enforcement presence. This is an interesting Super Bowl because, you know, not only do you have the game taking place in New Jersey, but they're also going to be using a bunch of blocks on Broadway, you know, in the 30s and 40s, and they're closing it down for Super Bowl Boulevard, which is going to be this fan experience. There's going to be a toboggan run, you know, set up in the street. It's going to be closed to traffic, and they're asking, you know, football fans to come there, and there are going to be a lot of games and displays and advertisements.
No kidding.
You know,
so it's going to be like a little NFL theme park from Herald Square to Times Square along Broadway for a whole week?
Yeah, exactly right. And so you're going to have fans there, and as a result, you know, the Super Bowl security is always big everywhere, but now you're going to have it in New York. So you're involving all of these different law enforcement officers. I think there are going to be traffic issues. Obviously, you're shutting down streets. Traffic around the stadium is going to be a lot different as well. On January 27th, they're actually going to be locking down the stadium, which means that no trucks, no traffic can get in or out. Anyone who kind of wanders into that area, I think, might find themselves having to, you know, interact with law enforcement, maybe have their car swept, things like that. It is going to be an area you probably want to avoid.
And New Jersey Transit Police Chief Christopher Trucillo invoked 9/11 in defending some of the security measures for the Super Bowl. Let's hear a clip from a press conference on Super Bowl security.
Nobody at this table needs to be reminded in the shadow of the World Trade Center how important this event is to make people safe in our region.
And the New York Times reported that in preparation for the Super Bowl, the NYPD, including its counterterrorism and intelligence units, met with Boston police to learn about their response to the marathon bombing. Did that event affect the way security is going to be done at the Super Bowl, you know, even beyond what we were already anticipating?
I think it definitely affected their thinking about it. The FBI has said that they are planning for all kinds of events, chemical, radiological, active shooter situations. I mean, if you listen to this press conference, Brian, you're not going to want to go to the Super Bowl. It's a little frightening, you know, everything that they're planning for. But the idea is that they do want to make this a safe environment. You know, this is the first time that a Super Bowl has been held in the New York and New Jersey area. And after 2001, the Super Bowl was made a level one national security event, which means that the Secret Service and the FBI are all involved in the planning for security. So I think the convergence of the Super Bowl in the New York, New Jersey area really has kind of focused the attention of law enforcement. They're going to have, you know, boats in the water. They're going to have, you know, planes in the air. I mean, it really is like the airspace and the waterways are all going to be pretty tightly controlled and regulated during not just the Super Bowl, but the week leading up to it. It really, you know, I mean, if anything were to happen here, it would be a real tragedy.
Looking at your reporting numbers, 3,000 NFL security guards, 700 New Jersey State Troopers, the North American Aerospace Defense Command will control the airspace. You mentioned airspace, and there'll be police boats on the waterways. Who pays for all this?
Well, $11 million is coming out of the NFL's budget, but as you could probably see from that list, that's a drop in the bucket for what they're going to be spending. Because it's a level one national security event, federal and state law enforcement are allowed to dip into their operating budgets to cover the cost of all this security. And I think the bottom line, though, is that a lot of it is coming out of, you know, taxpayer funds.
Now, let's talk about game day itself for the lucky few who get to go. On Wednesday, you tweeted a list of prohibited items that will not be allowed into the stadium. Some of the items make intuitive sense: weapons, fireworks, explosives, missile-like objects of any kind. But that usually includes things like water bottles, right?
Yeah, you know, they've really tightened up, not just for the Super Bowl, but this season in general. They completely revamped what you're allowed to carry into stadiums. I mean, you know, maybe 10 years ago, you could have brought a cooler, a couple sandwiches, a backpack, you know, an umbrella, whatever you wanted into a stadium. But this year, they made it so that you can't carry any sort of bags except for basically a Ziploc bag, standard clear plastic bag with things in it. And that is because, you know, they really are of security. And, you know, they don't want any of those items. You know, footballs is on the list as well. A lot of people tweeted me back saying, hey, you know, that game's not going to be very fun if you can't bring a football. But they don't want any objects that could be thrown onto the field, anything that can disrupt the game. You know, and that's been standard this entire season. But it is, if you look at the list, it is a pretty long and extensive list of things you can't bring in.
I don't even know what you do with a football as a fan at a football game. Do they throw it around the stands?
I guess you might throw it around in the parking lot before the game, throw it around on the concourse.
Yeah, I think it's outside, unless you're going in trying to get an autograph or something.
Right.
The game starts at 6:30. The security screening begins at 2. So should people treat this like it's airport security, like show up 2 hours before kickoff instead of takeoff?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because you're not going to be able to be dropped off across the street from the Super Bowl. You can't walk in. You can't be dropped off by a cab. They're really controlling the way that you can get to this Super Bowl. There are only going to be 12,000 parking passes, down from 28,000 for usual game days. So that's in part because they have this 300-foot security perimeter that's going around the entire stadium that's currently being built. So, you know, the only people who are going to be get parking passes are the real high rollers. I'm sure that those parking passes are going to go for quite a bit on the secondary market, probably as much as a ticket, you know, which is in the thousands.
Wow.
Although they're selling them for $150, I bet a lot of those are going to be resold and marked up.
And for the really high rollers, I see that if they were planning on taking a private jet to the Super Bowl, Teterboro Airport will not be accepting planes without a reservation.
Well, that's good to know. I'm sure there are a lot of people in your audience who are calling their private planes now to make sure that there's a reservation for them.
Absolutely right. toward the lower end of the pecking order, NJ Transit, as you know, will be running to MetLife Stadium, although to go there you won't only need a train ticket. You will have to prove that you're holding a ticket to the Super Bowl, so enforcement will obviously be up, I guess, at Penn Station and other NJ Transit and PATH stops along the way.
Absolutely. And you know what? You might have to be scanned. You might have to go through a metal detector just to get on the train coming to the Super Bowl. They're really heightening security. Fans, you know, you can take the train, and you can also take what's called a Fan Express bus. And those tickets are being sold for $51, and they're leaving from, I believe, 7 to 9 spots in and around the area. And once, so you're going to be scanned getting onto your bus, scanned getting onto your train, and then once you actually get to the stadium, then you have to go through another level of scanning as well. And it's exactly like, you know, going through security at the airport. And if you have a medical issue where you need to bring something that you'll need for medical reasons, then you have to go to a separate area and be scanned at a separate area. They're going to have police dogs. They'll have radiological detection devices. They'll have, you know, the metal detectors. And you really can't bring a bag. You can't bring a bag with of any significant size. So, I mean, it is, you know, it's definitely going to be, you know, not a convenient Super Bowl to get to for a lot of people.
It's not just a football game, folks, on February 2nd. It's going to be a scene-changing epic for about a week in the New York area. Jane McManus, reporter for ESPN New York, filling us in on some of the details. Jane, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.